Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. On Sunday, Dale Barlow from the Newground Leadership Team spoke on the Holy Spirit. And this week's devotionals have been based loosely upon this theme. And today we reflect upon how the Holy Spirit fills us with hope that Jesus is building a church of joy and peace out of diverse people. Let's read from Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Today's lesson, the Holy Spirit wants to fill us with hope, expectation that Jesus will build a church community of joy and peace out of people from diverse backgrounds. Let's say that again. The Holy Spirit wants to fill us with hope, expectation that Jesus will build a church community of joy and peace out of people from diverse backgrounds. The God of hope. Yesterday we saw how God is termed the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort. And today we read that he's called the God of hope. What does this mean for God to be the God of hope? We get a clue as to what it means in this context from the previous verse, a quote, a prophecy from Isaiah, we read in Romans 15, 12. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up. That's Jesus. The root of Jesse will spring up. One who will arise to rule over the nations. In him, the Gentiles, that's non-Jews, will hope. That's a great prophecy, isn't it? Jesus will spring up, rule the nations, and all nations will put their hope in him. That's a great promise. The hope that Christians are to share is that all nations and people groups will be brought together by the gospel in one church that ultimately reflects the new heavens and the new earth that they will share together. In a world that was and is riven by ethnic, religious, cultural tensions, God, by the power of the Spirit, wants to fill us with hope that he can build this kind of united church and will restore creation under his rule. So he's the God of hope. We have hope that he can build such a church out of diverse people. God wants to fill us with joy and peace. Paul prays for them to be filled with all joy and peace. What does this mean? In this context, it seems to be about having a joyful and peaceful community. The Holy Spirit wants to help us to take joy in one another and to be at peace with one another, no matter our differences and backgrounds. It says, as you trust in him, we're told that God fills us with joy and peace as we trust in him. In this context, this, it seems, to be about trusting Jesus to be able to unite such a diverse group of people into a community of love and peace. To build a joy-filled, peace-filled, and loving church requires that we believe that Jesus wants to do this, and that he can do this by the power of the Holy Spirit working among us. So in response, the Holy Spirit wants to fill us with hope, expectation that Jesus will build a church community of joy and peace out of people from diverse backgrounds. I guess that many of us, as we read a text like Romans 15, 13, apply it to our own need for joy and peace. And this is great. This is okay. But I hope we can see that God wants us to be like Christ and to take joy and to be at peace in a diverse church community, to seek joy and peace for the church community, not just for ourselves. The Holy Spirit wants to fill us with hope that God can build such a church that reflects that future, eternal state. He wants to fill us with his heart, that such a church be filled with joy and peace for each other. The Holy Spirit wants us to excel at doing what we read earlier in this chapter in Romans 15, 7. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. God bless you.